From scratch.
Hello, welcome to another From Scratch. My name's Nigel Payne, and today Martin and I are going to have a discussion about innovation. And our excuse is that Martin is running a MOOC at the moment called Innovating Your Training Business Using Technology. So innovation is right at the forefront of his mind, and that is something that really, really interests me as well. Perfect subject matter. So Martin, tell us about innovation. Are people doing it well? Should there be more of it? What's your take?
Well, thanks, Nigel. I hope we're not sort of, we are blatantly promoting the MOOC, which, you know, I'm doing with Sam Burrow. I think it's been really interesting because our MOOC is very focused on conversation around content. So we start with this idea of what innovation is and then look at how we can have some process around that and some tools. And the conversation so far, it has been, I might add also that it's for people that are either in internal learning and development teams or run training businesses. So there's a mix of people. But the conversation has been very open and honest. And just to take a snapshot of where people are at, I think actually people find innovation difficult. I think the word is loaded. It's kind of in the management media zeitgeist, if you like, this idea of innovating, fail fast, fail quickly, you know, dust yourself off. So there's that element. And the other thing that innovation as a word conjures up is this idea of huge new products and services, when in actual fact, when you peel back the concept, what we're talking about is something that can be very, very small scale and have a lot of impact. So the exchange we're having so far, and we're sort of early on in the MOOC, is definitely around the fact that it can be quite challenging. The idea generation is not an issue, I might add. It's what you do with them.
Yeah.
And it's how you can move an idea forward and how you can do that in environments where people aren't particularly interested necessarily or are resistant to new ideas actually, you know, becoming a reality.
Yeah. From my point of view, that there's such a buzz around innovation, and it almost implies that anyone can do it. Just innovate. You know, I think we should be more innovative. We need more innovation. And what they don't realize, first of all, that it's not just about ideas. There's a massive difference between innovation and having a few ideas. And Drucker defined innovation as change which creates a new dimension of performance. Now, that needn't be massive change in performance, but it's a change in performance. It's not just doing the same thing slightly differently or with pink knobs on it this time. And the second thing is that any innovation requires process. And if you're helping people develop those processes that will enable innovation to turn into something concrete, then good on you, because there's not enough of that around. We focus on the big idea piece and not on the detail of process.
Yeah, I think I'd really pick up on that. So in terms of the way we've designed the course, there's quite a lot of process stuff because it's actually about doing it. It's about how can we, if we have a training business or we have something in an internal function that we actually want to do, we think it's, we maybe have a hunch that it's could really change the way we work, then what actually is the process that helps us go from that hunch to something actually being delivered? And I think for us, we've opted for, I'm probably going to say his name wrong, but he's the author of The Lean Startup, Eric Ries.
Yeah.
Ries. Yeah. And he has a very interesting model based on building, measuring, and learning. So his thing is about starting small and getting something that he calls the minimal viable product. getting something together which is good enough, and the word enough is really important here, it's good enough to put in front of someone, and then at that point you start to look at what they can do with that that you've given them, and then you kind of you get a feedback loop from the process, and all the time you're learning. And he calls this validated learning. It's basically learning as you go and gaining insights from the users who are using this minimal viable product. And as you go, you develop something. And the whole process is really designed to take people with you. So I think I would definitely say this is more to do with process than it is ideas. And I think when I said that people find that hard, we've also in the MOOC got some people sharing some very interesting successes. So it's not like it's impossible, but actually it's hard work, which I think that when you think of innovation, you may think it's just like, you know, I'm just going to walk into work one day and it's like, yes, I've got this great idea, wave a magic wand, and the next day you're making millions more pounds for your company. You know, this is just not how it works.
No, you're absolutely true. I couldn't agree with you more. And it's really important to get over the fact that there is a cultural dimension to innovation. And if you say, oh yes, fail fast, fail often. But by the way, if you do fail, we'll be firing you in 3 weeks, or you'll get a terrible performance appraisal. You're never going to get an innovative culture. If it takes 6 layers of authority to secure £50 or £100 budget, you're never going to get an innovative culture. So there are issues and innovative processes alive in your organization. So it's about culture, it's about budgets, it's about pretty formal processes that things have to go through, and enabling those processes to be handed down so that anyone at any level in the organization gets it and can fill in their lean startup model, can build something that is the minimum viable model, whatever it is, so that you get that. You get something that bursts out all over the organization with little additions that allow those things to progress. If you haven't got that, you're really on an uphill struggle. And many organizations go for the big picture stuff and forget about the small details that will actually get innovation going. So it's a great topic, Martin, a great topic. And anyone who's listened to this and said, oh, I'm interested in that MOOC, well, go to curator3.com, and you can sign up for free there. So curator3.com is the place to go. Thanks very much for talking to me, Martin.
Great. Thanks, Nigel.
From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.